How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Masks Weekly Radio Show on Family Matters. Masks, Mothers and Fathers, Aligned, Saving Kids. Kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health issues, including school issues and addictions. If you know somebody that wants a referral for a therapist, for a parent support group, or even needs a school for their child, feel free to give them our number. It's confidential. They can call anonymous, 718-758-0400. MASC offers parent support groups weekly via Zoom. Now is the time to take advantage of it. If you can't usually get out of your home to go to a parent group, it's a good time to call the MASC helpline so that you may be able to get the help you need for your family. I will repeat our number. Maybe you want to write it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in school. Share our number, 718-758-0400. So tonight, I'm really excited about the show. It's a friend, a neighbor, a very talented colleague. I'd like to introduce Deborah Krasniansky from Adeyad, who now is also an author. So welcome this evening with us, Deborah. How are you? Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Rahama, for having me. I'm doing well here.
Good. It's so nice to always speak with you and get together to work on projects with you, with Adeyad, and the First Supporter Project. I want to talk about, just for my listeners, if you could share, what is Adeyad?
So I founded Adeyad several years ago to help our daters come into a relationship with tools and mindsets for a successful marriage. I mean, we all come into adulthood with lots of skills and lots of mindsets, but because we haven't been dating for potential marriage relationships, the people just don't have a lot of experience there at the beginning. And so we set up to provide them tools, resources, so they have a better understanding of what marriage is and how to date effectively for a successful marriage. We did that through courses and workshops and some coaching. And then as our daters got married, they asked us to please continue providing them resources and insights for setting up their marriage and early marriage. So we did that as well. And later they got longer into the marriage, and we are working with all aspects of marriage, invigorating the marriage and even rebooting the marriage. So we provide resources in areas, online coaching. Now we're doing a lot of Zoom and conference calls, and we have a robust website with lots of information. Our website is Adeyad, adeyad.org, and you can check that out for lots of the different resources we have there.
So, you know, usually it's one organization that talks about dating, and then you go to another organization that helps build the marriage and a good foundation. Then you go to a therapist and you learn how to, you know, work through different issues in the marriage. So the wonderful part about Adeyad is everything's under one roof, where you're really trying to help them through the process, like you said, shidduch process, and then go to the goal of getting married. And you're doing that now through webinars and conference calls and courses, and everything could be found on the adeyad.org website, which is really a wonderful experience when you go on. So, I mean, you have many clients and many students, Deborah, that you've helped encourage and assist with different relationships and their challenges. And let's go to what, how did you go about writing a book? I mean, you never even told me you were writing a book. So this was like such a lovely surprise. Where did that, yeah. when did that become your reality?
So working with my couples and our daters, we felt that we can provide them a daily a tip. It's nice and short. We call it actually just one thing. It's just a few paragraphs or sometimes just a few lines. But all different aspects of relationships. And after we had several hundred, people kept saying, oh, but I need it in a book. And so we compiled them into a book. And it was fun. It was really fun to put it together, having different people's opinions about which ones make it into the book and what and how it changed their life or changed their perspective. So it was a really exciting project for us. The daily tips, we send them out every single day, 6 days a week, and they're really short and practical. Sometimes I include examples or I include the applicable language that they may use depending on the tip, and it covers the full gamut of relationships. For example, one of the recent ones was how you can accept the unacceptable or how to be playful together, how to apologize, how to revisit happy memories, accept a reluctant yes. The full gamut, every so often they're seasonal or something to do with the time of the year. Back in March and April, we were very heavily involved with the ideas for relationship in COVID. We got a lot of phone calls back then, and so we turned those into tips that other people can appreciate also.
We talk about COVID, and we all know how difficult and for some disappointing that their weddings were pushed off, or their weddings were done in backyards, or their weddings were done in garages. You know, so many different scenarios these young couples were suddenly, you know, faced with not going into a big hall and having their beautiful wedding that they thought they were having. And there were a lot of struggles with a lot of relationships. How did you find that scenario playing out at the time? It's still happening, I know. But in general, how was that?
I think it was like the first week when there was beginning to talk about COVID and the lockdown. And I was thinking, oh my, these newlyweds or these ones with the weddings in the backyard, what is going to happen with their marriage? So I spoke to several therapists. Dr. Pelkowitz did a call for us if anyone wants it. It's on our website. And then we did a whole series of Newlyweds of Corona. And I think like 20 different therapists and rabbis made short videos, and they're all on our website as well. While they're Corona-based, they're actually really good advice for newlyweds in general. So that was something that we also tried to talk to. And then we talked to the daters. People didn't want to date on Zoom, and what's going to happen with my shidduch life? So we spoke to that, tried to encourage daters that Zoom is a part of dating. Of course, we don't want them to get engaged over Zoom, but it's a way to get started, and some ideas for social distancing dating. We were being very creative. It was in a way, the creativity part was fun of coming up with new and interesting ways to date. I think some of those ideas can still be done today.
Yeah.
We did a lot of work with COVID. Go ahead.
And you know, Devorah, I happen to have gotten a list of volunteer homes that offer their homes, their backyards, not their inside, but only their outside decks or their backyards, with families in New York, in Borough Park, in Flatbush, in Muncie, in the five towns, in different neighborhoods, that people are offering their backyards for dating, which is such a chesed because it is so hard to date during these times. You know, you can't be in a restaurant. You have to be outside the restaurant. You can't be in the hotel. You have to be outside the hotel, you know, for coffee or drinks or whatever they're doing. So, yes, you know, all those that are offering their outside patios and backyards, and they're even putting out cups and snacks and drinks so the couples can have, you know, something, you know, packed, prepackaged, not opened. It's very COVID friendly with gloves and whatever. So I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, we gave our backyard
oh,
for a fire pit. That was fun.
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Really nice. We're all being, so much that's being done, and we're all being very creative to help these young people get married in a nice place and in a nice environment way so that they can also have the dating scene, not just over Zoom. So, you know, let's talk more about your daily activities that you do offer to these couples. What are some of those daily, you know, like I know you have a Wednesday thing and a Sunday. Can you share that, please?
Okay. So our daily tips will come out 6 days a week. And based on different people's requests, we try to give it categories, so to say. So several people asked us for conversation starters. The request was, I don't know what to talk about beside the kids and household responsibilities. So every Sunday, we send out conversation starters, 3 conversation starters that you might talk about for the week. And, of course, they're all compiled on our website, so we can go back and have just very, you know, conversation starters that get to the core of who we are, not just the politics, even though that could be to the core of who we are, too. On Wednesdays, we share Better Word Wednesday, some better words to use that land better. Just recently, I see it differently rather than saying I disagree. Now, these are the daily tips are very short, and they're sometimes, oh, yeah, I know that. And sometimes it's like, hey, that's interesting. And so it's just to bring back to the fore these different ideas of how to really develop the relationship, what lands better on the spouse, what can you do differently. And actually, they're not only for married relationships. Lots of people tell me that they use the ideas and the wording in business or with their colleagues and friends. So really, it's such a short, easy thing to take on into your life, just one thing every day. And we also just started the Just One Thing Marriage Challenge, where there's one easy enough thing to do that will enrich your relationship, and we'll share those every 2 weeks or so. And these are really easy to integrate into your life.
So, Deborah, you meet with so many people, you talk to so many clients and parents and relatives and Sana Mancalas and so many first supporter people. I mean, is that when you got all your daily tips ideas?
Many of them do come from there. There are 6 tips a week, so there's lots to share. But I never run out of stuff because I talk to my students, the clients. I speak to when I have a question, say from a client, I'll speak to a therapist perhaps, and in that conversation, we'll come up with some new tips. Sometimes from observation, something I saw that worked really well for that couple, or something I thought, hey, maybe they can do it a little bit differently. Some questions come in from our anonymous question line. So based on the question, we'll come up with some tips for that. Just really, there's so much in the human spectrum of life. So we have tips in relationship. We also have tips in personal growth, which is an important part of relationship. So there's lots that we cover.
You know, Devera, I know you, Baruch Hashem, have married off some children this year. I'm wondering, what did you learn along the way as you wrote these tips to write your book?
So I'm still learning about, for my own marriage relationship, for a relationship with my in-laws, with the machatanim, there's always new things to learn, and there's new situations. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to work on these tips just for myself, and then I have, you know, blessed to be able to share it with others. I've learned how the nuances land differently on different people, how the choice of words, a small choice of words can really make a real difference. And I'm really seeing the difference in my communication. So I'm really grateful that I have this opportunity to work on these.
So, you know, we're speaking all about this book, and we're not even saying what the book's name is. So let's talk about the title. You and Your Marriage, Insights for successful marriage, just one thing. Why is this title You and Your Marriage?
Well, we can only take care of ourselves in our marriage, or we can only be responsible for our own behaviors and our own growth. It's nice to wish that someone else can make a change, but we don't nag and we don't ask. So it's really about what we can do for ourselves. Many times when you change something in yourself, it does change the relationship. Well, if you don't nag anymore, then your spouse won't need to respond to nagging, for example. So we talk about, in this book, it's only about things that you can do for yourself, by yourself, and usually it impacts the relationship. But again, a lot of these things are for yourself, and only you can change you in your marriage.
And, I mean, you want people to read it because they're in a marriage and for themselves. But I feel that by just reviewing, you know, reading your book, which was written so down to earth, so easily, you know, such an easy read, such realistic topics, everyday things that could happen, and it's not that you're sugarcoating them. You're just putting a twist on them to make it sound more acceptable to hear if you're struggling with somebody on a topic. Is that correct?
Right. So that was our goal, is to make it very, very easy to take in and to integrate into your life. So we write it very short. We give it language as applicable, like instead of just saying, ask nicely, we actually give wording to how to start a conversation and a soft launch to a conversation. Not instead of just saying open up softly, we actually talk about what that would sound like, and that's in the book. We also give examples, and what we're finding is people are telling us that they are using it for all kinds of relationships, people who are not married before marriage or not married anymore, and they're finding it's very helpful to thinking about marriage and thinking about any relationship. So we're really excited that it's going beyond just the marriage-minded people.
I'm just wondering how parents that are listening to the show tonight that maybe even want to buy it for their children as a gift. Hanukkah's coming and kids are getting married every day. How can one get the book, please?
Well, actually, the book is free. We got a grant to print several hundred of them. So they're free while the supplies last. And it's available, just pay the shipping. So it's available at our website, book.adayad.org. And it's right there. So the shipping is actually, the book is free. The shipping is $5.74 or, of course, a donation. And for your listeners, I'm going to throw in something else. They can also get the pamphlet that we put out recently called Peaceful Conversations Through Conflict. When you're on the website, on the order page, just request for that peaceful conversation in the comments, and we'll send that to you also.
That's great. Thank you. So let's go back now to Adayad. Like, what is, for those that may have called in late, you know, listened and tuned in late, let's talk about Adayad a little more then. What is your mission? What are you offering? How you're incorporating the book with Adayad and the parents that, and the couples that you're working so closely with before they get married, when they're married, et cetera.
Okay. So Adayad means successfully everlasting, the Hebrew word Binyan Adayad. And that's really our goal, is that the relationships should be strong and healthy and enriching for everyone in the relationship and the family that comes from that relationship. And so we talk to all the aspects of a relationship. We start with yourself, you in your marriage. Who are you bringing, and for daters, who are you bringing into the marriage? How to express who you are so that you know that you are accepted by the other person. We talk about how to share things that traditionally maybe people were hiding, and how important it is to share that, and how to share it. How to ask questions so that you really get to know who the other person is and what to know before committing to marriage. So that's like a 12-hour course that we do in person, and we're bringing it online. We have lots of articles, but the course itself is done in smaller groups, and privacy and everything, of course, is not shared beyond the group. We talk about that. Then we started, went into helping people set up for a successful marriage, for an adayad marriage, we call it. And we talk about how to talk about all the different aspects of setting up a partnership, setting up a relationship, all the different aspects of this partnership, whether it's from the sharing finances and sharing financial goals and talking about money, because sometimes we come in with different money personalities. We talk about how to share responsibilities and how to talk about responsibilities, and if certain responsibilities are not done, how to bring that up. Then we talk about lots of different worksheets about your apology style and how you like to hear good news or bad news. All these different things. So when you set up your partnership, you're setting up from a position of strength. We really know each other, and there's much fewer disappointments or expectations that are not fulfilled. The more you talk about things, so people don't realize to talk about all these things. And sometimes they're a little bit more difficult, so we give people conversation starters, language, formula, so to say, of how to have these kinds of conversations. That's for the setting up the marriage. Then we'll go into aspects of once you're in the marriage, how to keep the marriage exciting when there's children, and how to work with have the parents, the children together, even if you have different perspectives. So we do this through our daily tips, of course, and this book. But we also have conference calls and webinars and lots of articles on our website to that. And when people are getting a little off track, generally they can, of course, check out any of the articles on the website, but we also do some coaching in that area and, as necessary, the referral to MASC for a therapist.
So, Deborah, what about, you know, every community and every sect and every, you know, family runs differently? Has there ever been where you have a very Hasidic couple with a very modern couple and Chabad couple all together working through the same issues?
Well, we try to touch more on the human side of the relationship. Hashkafa and halacha and Hasidus is something that they can talk to their rabbi or their mashpia. So we're really on working on the human side within our lifestyle. So at times we will tell someone that this is a question for your Rav. This is beyond what we will work through.
Or mentor.
So, yeah, you, Rav, mentor, mashpia, ask him if you feel that's something that is more specific and nuanced to your specific community. But generally our materials is very firm, universally firm, or firm universal. Like, it's just the human side.
Very important to share that. Can we share the great program you're going to be doing on money, please?
Yeah. So we're doing a 3-part for newlyweds about basics about money. And we're really excited. We're doing that with Masila. And that's coming out in January. And that will be on our website as far as the details and the cost and the materials that you'll need and that you'll get. So we're really excited about that one. Actually, we're having all kinds of workshops for different areas of how to ask for change is a webinar we're doing. We're doing some work with Shalom Task Force about how to recognize controlling behaviors, and if you're in a relationship and how to help a loved one in a relationship that's challenging. So we're always doing things, and you can check out our past events at our website and our upcoming events. As all our calendar is also on our website. Everything is on our website at adayad.org. That's adayad.org.
Is there a fee generally for your programs?
Our webinars and our conference calls are open to the public. Some of our events are suggested donation only, and some of them do have a specific fee. But we always try to get a subsidized so that it's even less expensive than many of the other workshops that are out there.
And it's always wonderful doing programs with you Anad Dayad, Mask is saying thank you for all those collaborations and those opportunities to help the young couples out there, Devorah. So just one more time, please let everyone know where they can get their free book.
It's at book.adayad.org, A-D-A-I-A-D.org. And, of course, you can go check it out on the website. There will be a link there, too. So thank
and
you
anyone,
for this opportunity.
You're welcome. Always wonderful collaborating with you. And anyone that wants to speak to Devorah can go online and to Adayad and in the contact, or you're welcome to reach out to me at Mask. And I personally will get Devorah to get back to you. So again, Mask number is 718-758-0400. And the website for the book is book.adaiad.org. So I'd like to thank you again, Devorah, for coming on. Hope to have you on again soon. Good luck with your book. And will there be an upcoming book? Is there another one in the making?
I think so. I think so. We're really excited about the feedback we got on this book. And we've had several tips since then, so we'll put those into a book as well.
Good luck. Can't wait to get one in the mail. Good luck to you. Good luck to everything you do, Bimatz Liach. And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and for now, we're still virtually hugging tight. And tonight's show is in memory of Simcha Shmuel Ben Moshe. Thank you, and have a good night.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise in our community. To help prevent the spread of COVID-19, stay home and only leave for essentials if you are sick. When you go out, practice physical distancing, wear a face covering, wash your hands often with soap and water, avoid large indoor gatherings of people, get tested. You will not be fined for testing positive. For more information or to find the testing site, call 311.
Are you unhappy with your old and unnatural looking dentures? Do you want to replace your missing teeth with implants that feel strong and healthy? If so, then you should schedule an appointment with Dr. Tomechi. Dr. Tomechi is at the forefront of dental implantology and has been a faculty member of the NYU Department of Periodontics and Implantology for over 14 years. He's the founder of Dental Implant Surgical Seminar, or DISS. This is an implant training school for doctors learning implant treatments on live patients while providing free care to underprivileged communities. With Dr. Tomechi's use of computer-guided implant placement and 3D imaging, the exact placement of teeth is achieved even before being placed into the patient. Services range from the most difficult cases, such as full-mouth implants, sinus lifts, and major bone grafting, to a simple, single implant. Sedation services are also available upon request. Come in for your complimentary consult at Dr. Tomechi's state-of-the-art office in Astoria, Queens, and obtain the beautiful smile you've always wanted and at a reasonable price. Call today at 718-956-7800. Once again, 718-956-7800, or visit drtermechi.com for more information.
We're speaking with Radio Doctor Rafael Kelman, a best-selling medical author who specializes in a holistic approach to healing. He's an expert in treating fatigue, thyroid, autoimmune diseases, and unexplained complex issues for over 20 years. Many people are still afraid to go to the doctor for routine visits and to treat non-COVID problems. Dr. Kelman, how safe is it to go to the doctor?
It's not safe to neglect your health. Research shows that right now, heart attacks, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, and other illnesses have gone up significantly. At the Kelman Wellness Center, we have strict sterilization standards to ensure your safety. If you feel more comfortable in your home, well, we'll come to you. A visit to the doctor may save you a trip to the emergency room.
For a free 10-minute consultation in office or via telemedicine, call 833-MD-HELP-ME. That's 833-MD-HELP-ME or KelmanCenter.com. Don't forget to check out his science-based weight loss program. Dr. Rafael Kelman's radio show, MD Holistic Healing, airs live Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on WSNR 620 a.m.